诗篇第九十六篇。
We will turn to Psalm 96. Psalm 96, we will read from verse 1 to 4.
翻到以后，请弟兄姊妹一起大声同心来读。
After you turn to, we ask all brothers and sisters to read out loud together.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱。要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。好，我们再读一次，大家读得非常好。
You read very well. We will read one more time.
我们好像从来没有读得这么好过。
It seems as if we have never read in such harmony before.
我想这是2005年主给我们的一个恩典。
I think this is a new grace God has given us in year 2005.
当众圣徒一同在一起，就是我们读圣经也是非常的喜乐。
When all the saints gather together, even if we just read the scripture, we will be filled with joy.
好，我们要在一起读，从第七节要读到第十节。
We will now read from verse 7 to verse 10 together.
民中的万主啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院里。当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要在他面前颤抖，人在列邦要说耶和华作王，世界就坚定不得动摇，他要按公正审判众民。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们早晨实在愿意在你面前用圣洁的装饰来敬拜你。
Lord, we praise you this morning. We want to worship you in the splendor of our holiness.
我们要说耶和华作王，这个世界就坚定。
We will say that the Lord reigns and the earth is firmly established.
我们要说因耶和华为大，应当受极大的赞美。
We want to say that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
主，我们愿意在我们的生活里面，我们的生活就是天天能够传扬你的救恩。
Lord, we pray that in our life that we will proclaim your excellencies day after day.
保守早晨的时间。
We ask that you watch over this time.
把我们都交在你的手中。
We commit each one into your hands.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天早晨我们唱诗歌130首。
This morning we were singing hymn 130.
你知道吗？有的人说那个诗歌130首是天国的国歌。
Some people said that this is the national anthem of the heavenly anthem.
因为这首诗歌，基本上就是说我们来敬拜，我们来赞美神。
And because basically this hymn talks about we will come to worship God and we will praise Him.
有一节它是对历代的圣徒的来说的，你们应当赞美神。
And there was one verse directed to all the saints of all ages that you need to come and praise the Lord.
有一节呢是对以色列人讲的，你们要来赞美神。
Another verse is directed to the Israelites and says you need to come and praise the Lord.
还有一节是对我们这些蒙恩的罪人、外邦人来讲的，你们要来赞美神。
Another one is for all the saved ones of the Gentiles. You need to come and praise the Lord.
还有一节讲到万地上的万民万族都要来赞美神。
Another verse says that like every kindred, every tribe to come and praise the Lord.
早晨在播饼的时候，我们唱到一句话，他说：“如今我能够等候一个机会，能够站立在主的面前。”
This morning we sang a hymn that says, "Now I have wait for a moment, I may stand before the Lord and praise Him."
我常常在想到这一个思想的时候，心里就非常的高兴。
Whenever this thought enters into my heart rejoices.
因为我们在等候有一个机会。
Because we're waiting for this moment.
有一天我们这个微小的这个人啊。
One day, this insignificant man
能够站在宇宙的君王的面前。
We're able to stand before the host of heaven.
把我们的赞美来归给他。
and we can offer to him our praises.
那是何等的喜乐的日子。
What a joyful day.
所以圣经上常说那个日子，那个日子。
So the Bible often refers to that day, that day.
今天我们在地上活着的时候。
Today while we still live on this earth.
我们的心里面常常要思想那个日子。
Our heart needs to consider that day.
我们要为着那个日子而活。
We need to live for that day.
我想到那一天在天上实在是非常的喜乐哈。
That day will be a joyful day in heaven.
我们在一起赞美的时候。
As we gather to praise him.
我们看历世历代的圣徒都在那里。
We behold the saints of all ages standing there.
有许多我们从来没有见过的圣徒。
There are many saints we have never met before.
我们心里所向往的那些圣徒。
There are saints that we desire to meet.
却跟我们站在一起的。
And that day we're all standing together.
能不能想象你跟大卫站在一起的？
Can you imagine that day you'll be standing with David?
你一转头看保罗在那里啊。
And you turn around, Paul is there.
你一看一看斯蒂凡在那里啊。
And you look around, Stephen is there.
那是什么样的一个光景？
What a wonderful day.
这首诗歌我觉得呢，也是我们圣徒在地上这个征战的一个赞歌。
This hymn to me is also a warrior song for all the saints on earth.
作战的时候需要有赞歌。
When you enter into a battle, you need to have a battle song.
这个战歌能够提高我们的士气。
And because this battle song will lift up our spirit.
我们的战歌是什么呢？
What is our battle song?
我们的战歌不是说我怎么样。
Our battle song is not directed to who I am.
我们的战歌乃是说他是主。
Our battle song is that he is the Lord.
他是万有之主。
That he is the Lord of lords.
这个万有就包括一切了。
And this Lord of all includes all things.
今天我们身上，我们环境里面所有的一切的难处。
Today, all the troubles that we endure in our life.
都包括在这个万有的里面。
Is all included this Lord of all.
因此，每一次当我们面临到征战的时候。
Every time when we encounter a battle.
我们面临到环境上的艰难的时候。
When we encounter a difficulties in life,
我们就要来唱这个赞歌。
We need to come and sing this hymn.
我们要在仇敌的面前来宣告一个事实。
We will proclaim this fact before our enemy.
就是耶稣基督是主。
That our Lord Jesus Christ is
the Lord. 是我身上的主。
He is the Lord over my life.
是我家庭的主。
He is the Lord in my house.
是我生意的主。
He is the Lord over my business.
是我身体的主。
He is the Lord over my body.
他是万有之主。
He is the Lord of all.
这就是我们的赞歌。
This is our battle song.
当我们唱这样的诗歌的时候，
When we sing such battle song,
我们里面的灵就起来了。
Our spirit will be lifted.
我们在唱这个诗歌的时候，
When we sing this hymn,
仇敌就要退后而去了。
Our enemy will retreat.
因为他不能否定这个事实。
Because he cannot deny this fact.
就是他是万有之主。
That Jesus is the Lord of all.
今年已经是第二个主日，2005年的第二个主日。
Today is already the second Sunday of year 2005.
我们不知道那个日子什么时候来到。
We don't know when that day will arrive.
但是我们知道那个日子又近了一年。
But we know that it is one year closer.
今天主来的日子是近了。
Today, the coming of the Lord is near.
为什么我们知道主来的日子近了？
Why do we know that the coming of the Lord is near?
你知道今天当每一次在伊拉克有一个美国人失掉生命的时候，就成为那个 CNN 的一个新闻。
You know that every American die in Iraq, it becomes the top news on CNN.
从伊拉克战争一直到今天，美国在伊拉克因为作战而牺牲的人还没有超过2000人。
And since the beginning of the war of Iraq till today, American has lost less than 2,000 people in Iraq.
但是在美国每一年有137万个没有出生的婴儿被堕掉。
But in United States, there are 137,000.
1,370,000.
1,370,000 unborn baby that are aborted.
所以这个地已经充满了都是血。
This land is already been filled with blood.
137万。
1,337,000.
你没有看见 CNN 来讲这个事情。
You do not see this being on the top, the headline news on CNN.
所以主来的日子近了。
That's why you know the day of His coming is near.
今天在美国这个地方。 人要重新来解释什么叫做婚姻。
Today, in this land of the United States, people need to redefine the meaning of marriage.
所以我们知道主来的日子近了。
Again, we know the coming of His day is near.
今天在我们周围我们所看见这个天灾是越来越厉害。
Today, we see the natural disaster becomes more severe each time.
所以我们知道主来的日子近了。
Again, we know that His coming is near.
我们不知道那个日子在什么时候。
We do not know when is the exact date.
但是我们知道那个日子离开今天又靠近了一年。
But we know that day is 1 year closer.
所以我们今天活在这个地上，我们要为那个日子来多做准备。
So today, as we live on this earth, we need to prepare ourselves for that day.
我们怎么样来预备呢？
How do we prepare?
我们知道属灵的征战不在乎刀剑，也不在乎车马。
We know that spiritual battle does not depend on the sword or the chariots.
得胜呢在乎耶和华。
Victory depended upon the Lord.
那我们怎么样在地上来预备那个日子呢？
And how do we prepare ourselves for that day?
我们怎样来预备那个征战呢？
How do we prepare for this battle?
我想我们在地上要学习来过一个跨胜的生活。
We need to learn to lead a life that proclaims His victory.
诗篇四十七篇里面告诉我们。
And Psalm 47 tells us.
他说我们要用跨胜的声音来向神呼喊。
He says that we need to shout to God with a voice of joy.
因此早晨想用诗篇九十六篇里面的几句话。
So this morning I'd like to share with you through Psalm 96.
与弟兄姊妹一同的勉励。
I want to encourage with you through these words.
怎么样在新的年日里面用夸胜的声音来过我们的生活。
How do we shout to God with a voice of joy in this new year?
在九十六篇里面早晨我要交通三点。
In Psalm 96 this morning, I will share 3 points with you.
头一点我讲到我们要天天传扬他的救恩。
And the first point is we need to proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day.
然后第二点我要讲到因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。
A second point is for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
然后第三点我要讲到要耶和华作王，这个世界就坚定。
And the thirdly, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established.
我们头一点，我们来思想天天传扬他的救恩。
First of all, we want to consider proclaiming good tidings of His salvation from day to day.
当主的恩典临到我们的时候
，When God's grace comes upon us,
他是天天的临到我们。
It comes to us daily.
他不是一次把恩典给我们就算了。
He didn't just give us.His grace for one time.
神的恩典每一天都临到我们。
But His grace comes to us every day.
所以路加福音十一章里面那里有一句话。
And so the Luke chapter 11 says.
他说我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Gave us each day our daily bread.
如果不是主这样的信实。
If God is not this faithful.
我们就没有办法在这个地上这样的活着。
Then we're unable to live on this earth.
在诗篇里面又有一句话说。
In Psalm also says.
他说那个天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。
And Psalm says that blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation.
当主在那里扶持我们的时候。
When God is there to support us.
他是天天扶持我们。
He supports us daily.
甚至在我们最不认识不知觉的时候，神也在扶持我们。
Even when we are not aware of his help, he is still helping us.
希伯来书就更进一步了。
And Hebrew tells us one step closer.
他说神可以做我们随时的帮助。
That God is our every present help.
既然神的恩典是这样每天的领导我们
Since His grace comes to us daily
我们怎么样来回应他呢
How do we respond to Him?
我们乃是要天天传扬他的救恩
We need to proclaim His salvation every day
我们怎么样天天传扬神的救恩呢
How do we proclaim His salvation every day?
我们乃是要述说神的恩典
We need to tell of His grace
我们要抓住每一个机会来述说神的恩典
Hold on to every opportunity to tell of His grace
去年年底的时候啊
，Last year at the end of the year，
我们家的隔壁呢被抢了。
The house next to ours was robbed。
有很好几个人进来呢，把他们绑起来呢，抢了他们家。
Many robbers came into the house and binded all the people in the house and then took things from the house.
我们住在旁边呢，一点都没有自觉。
We lived next door to them. We didn't know anything at all.
我记得是一个礼拜三的晚上，因为我离开家要来祷告会的时候，我看到有四部警车停在我们隔壁。
I remember clearly it was a Wednesday night, just before I came to the prayer meeting, there were four police cars parked outside that house.
但是我不知道是什么事，我就离开了。
I didn't know what was going on, and I left the house.
因为这个事情在我们那个地方呢，是不寻常的。
And because this is a very rare incident in our subdivision.
所以在那个小城市呢，是一个大事情。
So it became a great news in our little city.
过了一天呢，或了两天呢，就有记者来访问。
After one or two days, there were reporters that came to interview the family.
他就来访问我姊妹。
And they came to interview my wife.
那个记者呢，就是问你害不害怕。
The reporter asked her, "Are you afraid?"
然后我太太根本不害怕。
My wife wasn't afraid.
所以那个记者就很失望啊。
And the reporter was very disappointed with
her response. 他照不到那个很害怕那个人的那个样子啊。
Because they couldn't film someone who looks very afraid.
他就一直在讲，你难道不害怕你隔壁被抢了呢？
So they continue to ask, "Aren't you afraid there is a big robbery next door to you?"
后来我太太跟我讲这个事情啊。
Later on, my wife told me about the incident.
我说你有没有趁那个机会来做见证啊？
I said, did you take the opportunity to give a testimony?
好不容易才有一个电视的摄影机照着你。
Finally, a TV reporter came to our house.
那个是大好的机会，能够为主做见证。
It is the best opportunity to give a testimony for the Lord.
你只要讲出你为什么不害怕就可以了。
All you had to do is tell why you're not afraid.
哎呀，我觉得好可惜啊。
I felt that was a lost opportunity.
这么好的一个机会，能够诉说神的恩典啊。
Such a great opportunity to tell of His salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住机会啊。
Friend, sister, we need to take hold of the opportunity.
神在我们身上的恩典和
God's grace in our life is so tremendous.
我们一点都没有害怕。
We have no fear at all.
这没有什么好害怕的。
There's nothing to be afraid.
如果神不让人抢我，人不能抢我的。
If God does not allow the robbers to come into my house, then no one can rob my house.
如果神要让人抢我，就抢，也没有什么东西好抢。
If God allow the robbers to come into my house, there's not much they can take.
我最高兴的一件事情。
One thing I was most delightful.
就是我跟我太太讲。
That is what I share with my wife.
我常常跟她讲，就是人进到我们家也没什么东西好抢的。
I said, even if men come to our house to take things, there's nothing to take.
所以我很平安的。
So I am at peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们要天天传扬他的救恩。
But sister, daily we must proclaim the good tidings of his salvation.
为什么以色列人在约书亚记这么刚强？
And why is it Israelites are so strong in the book of Joshua?
因为有生命记在前面。
Because there is the book of Deuteronomy precedes that.
因为《生命记》一再一再的把神在以色列人身上所做的事向以色列人诉说。
Deuteronomy tells the Israelites again and again all the great things that God has done among them.
所以以色列人在约书亚记当中是何等的刚强。
That's why the Israelites are so strong and brave in the book of Joshua.
因为神的恩典诉说在他们的中间。
They continue to proclaim the goodness of God among them.
我在还在台湾的时候
，When I was still in Taiwan，
我们常常很喜欢听我的母亲跟我们说故事。
We often delight in hearing my mother telling us stories。
不是讲历史故事啊。
She is not telling us some stories from history。
也不是讲圣经故事啊。
And she's not telling us Bible stories。
那是讲神在我们家的故事啊。
But she is telling us the stories of what God has done in our family.
她是诉说神的恩典。
She tells us of God's grace.
你不晓得当一个做父母的常常对他的儿女们来讲神的恩典的时候，那个在儿女的心里面所造成的影响有多大。
Do you know the impact of parents to the children when the parents often retell God's grace?In their family.
弟兄姊妹，我们做父母的，我们跟儿女说话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as parents, when we talk to our children,
我们不要说他的缺点
，Don't just pick on their shortcomings.
我们要说神在我们身上的恩典
，We need to tell them of the grace that God has given us.
你如果要想要有一个敬虔的后代
，If you want to have a righteous descendant,
敬虔
，pious, godly descendant,
你只要在他的面前常常诉说神的恩典。
You need to tell them often about God's grace in your family.
你别的你都不用担心的。
You don't need to worry about other things.
如果神在你身上有恩典，你就跟他说。
If God has given grace in your life, then you tell it to them.
这个孩子将来就是敬虔的孩子。
Then this child will become a godly child.
弟兄姊妹，我们要天天传扬他的救恩。
And sister, we need to proclaim the good tidings of his salvation.
在我们的家里面来传扬他的救恩。
We need to tell of his goodness in our family.
在我们的家里面向我们的孩子来述说神的恩典。
We need to proclaim it in our house.
在我们礼拜五查经的时候来述说神的恩典。
We need to proclaim his grace in the Bible studies on Friday.
在我们礼拜六晨更的时候来述说神的恩典。
In the morning devotions on Saturday, we need to proclaim his grace.
每次神在我们身上有这样恩典的时候。
Every time God has given us his grace.
我们一定要把它述说出来。
We must tell of his grace.
如果我们是这样的一个
If we are such person,
我们就像一条河一样
then we will be like a stream of river.
神的恩典就从我们身上流露出去了
and his grace will flow from us.
如果我们众人都起来述说神的恩典
if everyone rise up to proclaim his grace,
这个河就有许许多多的分叉
and then this river will have many branches.
让神的成就欢喜了
and it will delight the city of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的成就刚强了
Brothers and sisters, it will strengthen the city of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常想我们要做很多很多其他的事。
We often thought that we need to do many different things.
其实啊，我们首先要做的一件事，就是把神在我们身上的恩典来述说出来。
In reality, the first thing we must do is to tell of His grace in us.
你说，那我遭遇的事都是不顺利的。
Then you say maybe everything I encounter is difficult.
我怎么想，在我身上每一件事都是不顺利的。
No matter how I think of it, everything that happens to me are not such good things.
我怎么能够来传扬他的救恩呢
？How can I proclaim of His salvation?
弟兄姊妹，在我们身上越是有艰难的事
，But sister, every time we have difficulties in our life,
越是我们能够传扬他救恩的机会。
It is another opportunity for us to tell of His salvation.
一个人在丰富的时候来传扬神的救恩。
If you tell of His salvation in your bounties.
在那个能力远不及一个人在缺乏的时候来传扬神的救恩。
It is not as strong as when a person tells of his salvation in his poverty.
如果一个人呢，他是在很没有缺乏的时候，他喜乐呢，就远不如一个人是很穷的时候呢，非常喜乐。
A person who rejoices when he is in his riches.Is far less than a person who rejoices in his poverty.
所以，如果主给我们的环境是一个艰难的环境
，If God has given us a life of difficulties,
那我们给我们做见证的机会呢就更大。
Then He gave us a greater opportunity to bear witnesses for Him.
那个恩典呢就更加的强。
Because the grace is stronger.
但是我们还是一个人。
But we're still a man.
人呢有人的软弱。
We still have our weaknesses.
怎么样在这个环境不顺利的时候来传扬他的救恩
？How can we tell of his salvation in our difficulties?
要常常喜乐。
We need to rejoice always.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
弟兄姊妹，要从喜乐开始。
It begins from joy.
如果我们能够常常喜乐
，If we can rejoice always.
我们已经在传扬他的救恩了。
Then we are already proclaiming his salvation.
基督徒有喜乐，就表示神已经拯救了你。
When a Christian who has joy, that means that God has already saved you.
一个基督徒不喜乐呢，就表示你需要神的拯救。
An unjoyful Christian means that you still need his salvation.
如果我们发现我们心中缺少喜乐
，If we discover that we lack joy in our hearts,
我们就要不住的祷告。
We need to continue to pray.
祷告什么呢
？What do we pray?
感谢神在以往在你身上的恩典。
We need to thank him for all the grace that he has given you in the past.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书说呢，要常常喜乐，要不住的祷告，要凡事谢恩，这是神在耶稣基督里面向你们所定的旨意。
That's why in 1 Thessalonians says that rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
但愿在新的一年的里面，我们常常在主的面前喜乐。
We hope that in this new year we often rejoice in Christ.
天天传扬他的救恩。
Proclaiming his good tidings of salvation from day to day.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点讲到耶和华，因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。
Secondly, is for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的伟大，我们就不得不把那个敬拜和赞美来归给他。
Friends, sister, when we see the greatness of God, we have to give praises to Him.
当这个诗篇九十六篇这一段哈，其实就是在大卫把约柜放在会幕里面以后，他所做的诗歌。
After David had placed the Ark of Covenant into the tabernacle, then he wrote this song.
当大卫把这个会幕放进去的时候呢，大卫实在看见神的伟大。
After he placed the Ark of Covenant into the tabernacle, he began to see the greatness of God.
因此他能够把一个极大的赞美来归给神。
Therefore, he can give a great praise to God.
所以认识神呢是非常重要的。
To know God is very important.
我们不认识神的伟大，就不能够来敬拜、能赞美他。
If we do not know of His greatness, then we are unable to praise Him and offer Him praises.
所以去年年底，我们弟兄也鼓励我们，我们要来认识神。
At the end of last year, many brothers also encourage us that we need to know God.
我们需要认识神，好叫我们能够把他当得的敬拜来归给他。
We need to know Him so that we can render to Him all the praises that He deserves.
有的时候我们觉得我们不认识神。
Many times we feel that we don't know Him.
我相信有的时候我们里面的确觉得我们不够认识神。
We do feel that we don't know Him enough in our hearts.
如果我们里面不够认识神怎么办？
What do we do when we do not know Him enough?
我们知道我们应当来赞美神。
We know that we need to praise Him.
但是我们里面呢，觉得我们不够认识神。
But we don't know Him well.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他说你只管跟群羊群的脚踪。
You need to follow the footsteps of the sheep.
如果你要找这个牧羊人。
If you want to look for the shepherd.
你找不到这个牧人在哪里。
You cannot find where the shepherd is.
但是如果你能够找到那个羊群的话。
But if you are able to find the sheep.
你能够跟那个羊群在一起的话。
And you could stay with the sheep.
你就能够认识那个牧人。
You will know the shepherd.
如果我们觉得我们里面不够认识神
If we feel in our hearts that we don't know our Lord enough
是不是我们没有常常跟羊群在一起
Is it because we are not with the sheep very often
如果是这样的话
If that's the case
盼望在2005年里面
I hope that in this year 2005
主可以兴起我们的心来常常与羊群能够聚在一起
That the Lord will rise up a desire in our heart that we will stay with the fold often.
如果主给你有这样的恩典，礼拜五能够来。
If God has given you such grace that you're able to come on Friday night.
你的礼拜五能够与羊群聚在一起。
That on Friday night you're able to gather with the sheep.
如果主没有给你那个恩典，你礼拜五实在是没有办法。
If God did not give you the grace to come on Friday night.
也许礼拜六早晨，各处都有晨更的聚会。
Perhaps you can join one of the Saturday morning devotions.
好让我们能够跟羊群在一起。
So that we can stay close to the fold.
我们要来跟随那个羊群的脚踪。
We need to come and follow the footsteps of the sheep.
当我们在羊群的当中，就让我们能够认识这个牧人。
When we are in the midst of the sheep, then we will be able to know the shepherd.
当大卫对约柜有这样的一个认识之后。
When David has such understanding and knowledge of the ark,
因此他能够把极大的赞美来归给神。
Then he can give a great praise to our God.
大卫的认识是什么？
What is David's knowledge?
这个约柜是神赐给以色列人的一个记号。
The ark is a mark which God has given to the Israelites.
这个记号就代表神与人同在。
It means that God is with men.
所以大卫宝贵这个约柜是因为他宝贵神的同在。
David treasured this ark because he treasures God's presence.
今天我们在基督的里面能够享受神的同在。
Today in Christ we can also enjoy of his presence.
每次当大卫能够有这样的享受的时候，他就把赞美来归给神。
Every time David enjoys such presence, he will give praises to God.
约柜还有一个名字在圣经里面叫做见证的柜。
The ark has another name, which is the ark of testimony.
这个见证的柜，这个约柜，乃是为神的儿子受膏者做见证的。
And this ark of testimony testify for the anointed son of God.
如果我们今天能够认识这个约柜所见证的东西，我们心里一定要发出极大的赞美。
If today we are able to know the testimony of this ark, then we will have a great praise in our heart.
这个约柜里面有一个发芽的一个杖。
Inside this ark, there is a rod.
这个杖呢是从那个树里面呢砍下来的。
And this butter rod is chopped out from a tree.
当那个杖还没有砍下来的时候呢，那个树呢是活着的。
And before this rod was severed from the tree, it was alive.
但是那个树被做成一根杖以后呢，是死的。
But after the rod has been fashioned into a staff, it becomes dead.
Dead wood. 虽然它能有功用，但是它是没有生命的。
Even though this staff has its function, but it does not have life.
我们人没有蒙恩得救以前，我们就像那个杖一样，我们有功用，但是没有生命的。
And before our salvation, we are just like that staff. We have function, but we have no life.
当我们蒙恩得救的那一刻，
And the moment that we are saved,
这个杖呢就发芽了。
And this staff began to bud.
这个没有生命的人里面就有了生命了。
This staff who was formerly without life now possesses life.
这个没有盼望的人里面就有了新的盼望。
This man of hopelessness now has hope.
这个发芽的杖就代表就见证说主耶稣是我们里面那个复活的生命。
And this budded rod represents that Jesus is the resurrected life within us.
大卫看到这个事实。
David has seen this reality.
他里面产生一个极大的赞美。
And it gives him great hope.Thanksgiving.
我们也应当为这个事实常常在神的面前发出一个极大的赞美。
We also need to offer our praises to God after we see this fact.
因为我这个本来这个没有生命的杖，今天成为了一个复活的这个杖。
Formerly I was a dead rod, but today I'm alive.
这个约柜里面呢还有一个东西就是玛拿。
There's another thing in the In the ark, that is the manna.
玛拿乃是要见证这个神的儿子就是我们的生命的供应。
Manna testified that the Son of God is our provision.
让以色列人记得他们在旷野四十年的当中，他们没有其他的供应。
It reminds the Israelites that for 40 years in the wilderness, there is no other provisions for them.
以色列人花了四十年呢，他们的心才真正的出了埃及。
It took the Israelites 40 years for their hearts to be truly exit from Egypt.
他们的身体呢，很短的时间就离开了埃及了。
Their physical body left Egypt very, very short.
但是他们的心啊，要四十年，他们才离开了埃及。
But it took their hearts 40 years to leave Egypt.
这也是我们身上的一个故事。
This is also the story of our life.
这也是我们身上的一个经历。
This is also our experience.
我们都已经离开了这个世界。
We have all left this world behind.
神已经拯救了我们。
God has already saved us.
但是要花很长的时间。
But it takes a long time.
我们才能够真正的承认我们的好处不在他以外。
For we to confess that we have nothing good outside of him.
今天如果我们在主以外还认为什么事是非常好的话。
Today if we still find something that's better than the Lord.
我们的心就还没有离开埃及。
Then our heart has not left Egypt yet.
这个玛拿就见证。
And this manner testified.
我们的神的儿子耶稣基督呢，就是我们生命一切供应。
That the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is all our provision.
在他以外，我们没有其他的好处。
Outside of him, we have nothing good.
当大卫看见这个真实的时候，
When David sees this reality,
他心里面要把极大的赞美来归给神。
Again, he offered great praise before the Lord.
这个约柜里面又有法版。
Inside this ark, there's the tablets.
法版上面写了十条诫命。
On the tablets, it engraved 10 commandments.
这十条诫命也在做一个见证。
And the 10 commandments also testifies.
这十条诫命乃是见证神在地上所要的一个人是什么样的一个人。
The 10 commandments testify what kind of man God is searching on this earth.
这十条诫命乃是见证神在地上对于人的那个要求是什么。
The Ten Commandments testify the requirement of God for men.
也是神当初所创造人的一个心意。
It is also the original purpose that God created man.
这十条诫命也让我们看见神在我们个人身上的一个旨意。
The Ten Commandments causes to see God's desire among men.
就是神要有一天把我们拯救到一个地步，我们能够像神的儿子一样。
And one day God will save us to the point that we become like the Son of God.
这是最伟大的一件事。
This is the greatest thing.
这是超过我们所求所想的事。
It surpasses all that we ask and we think of.
我们稍微想一想这一点，我们心就要赞美神。
If we consider this a little bit, then our heart must give praises to God.
像我们这样一个如虫如蛆的人。
A person like us who are just like worm.
在尘土里面的人。
That we just, we are in the dust.
出现像云雾一般的人。
We are just like a vapor.
神却要有一天把我们变成他儿子的形象。
One day God will convert such men to become, into the image of his son.
我们怎么能够不赞美神呢?
How can we not praise him?
我们怎么能够不赞美神呢?
How can we not praise him?
所以要将耶和华的名当得的荣耀来归给他。
We need to ascribe to him all the glory and strength that belongs to him.
大卫说当得的。
David says it is the praise that belongs to him.
是当得的。
He ought to receive these praises.
那个意思就是说如果我们没有给神的话我们就亏欠了。
He says that if we have not given him this glory, then we fell short of his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有亏欠？
But sister, have we always felt shortchanged to our God?
我们在这一件事情上是不是有亏欠？
Are we, have we felt short on, in this matter?
我们蒙恩得救的年日。
The days that we have been saved.
我们在神的面前所蒙的恩典。
All the grace that we receive from Him.
我们在神的心意上里面所有的认识。
All the knowledge we have concerning His will.
我们应当把耶和华的名所当得的荣耀要归给他。
We need to give Him the glory that is worthy of Him.
但愿在新的一年的里面。
We pray in this new year.
我们起来认识神。
We will rise up to know our Lord.
我们起来认识神的心意。
We will rise up to know His desire.
我们来认识他的救恩。
We will rise up to see, to know His salvation.
好叫我们能够把一个极大的赞美来归给神。
So that we can give Him a great praise.
大卫说，他说，我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
And David said, I have not concealed thy loving kindness and that truth from the great congregation.
难怪大卫是一个讨神喜悦的人。
No wonder David is a man after God's own heart.
他在大会的当中从来不隐瞒神的慈爱和真实。
Because he have not concealed God's loving kindness in the great congregation.
我们常常在大会的当中隐瞒神的慈爱和真实。
We often conceal God's loving kindness in the great congregation.
但愿在新的一年里面。
I hope in this new year
主来激励我们
that God will spur us on
每次我们聚集在主饼杯的面前
every time we gather before his bread and cup
我们没有一个人隐瞒神的慈爱
no one will conceal his loving kindness
也没有一个人要隐瞒神的诚实
no one will hide his truth his righteousness
这是第二点
the second point
第三点耶和华作王这个世界就坚定
Thirdly, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established.
我相信2005年最大的一个新闻就是海啸。
I'm sure the greatest news in the year 2005 is the tsunami.
这个海啸的新闻甚至压过了伊拉克的新闻。
And this news of the tsunami surpassed the news from Iraq.
我想这对我们许多人呢也是一个震撼。
And to many of us, this is a great shock.
因为每天呢，那个人数都在增加。
Because the people who are dead continue to increase daily.
从几千人刚开始是几千人。
In the beginning, it was just few thousand people.
到现在十几万人。
And now it's like 150,000 people.
所以对我们来讲，这实在好像是一件2005年的头一个大事。
It seems like this is the first great news of this year.
弟兄姊妹，我们如何为这个事情祷告呢
？Friends, sister, how do we pray for this situation?
我相信许许多多的人，心里面都知道这件事。
I'm sure many of us know about this thing.
我想是作为基督徒，我们也应当为他们祷告。
As a Christians, we ought to pray for them.
我们怎么祷告呢
？How do we pray?
他们最需要的是什么
？What do they need the most?
这一次海啸有个地方很严重的。
In this tsunami, there is one place that was affected the most.
那个地方叫雅吉 Banda.
This place is Banda.
Aceh.
Banda, Aceh.
这个是一个在苏门答腊西北边那个角上的一个地方。Sumatra, Sumatra.
This is the northeast corner of Sumatra.
Yeah. 那个地方人呢大概有430万的居民。
And there's about
4.3 million.
4.3 million people living there.
那个地方呢可以可能是这一次海啸受伤害最大的一个地方。
Possibly this is the area that has been hurt the most from the tsunami.
这个地方呢是属于印尼的。
And this place belongs to Indonesia.
但是呢它是从2002年呢这个地方就成了一个自治区。
But since 2002, this becomes a self-regulated district.
而这个地方他们的法律呢是完全根据伊斯兰。
And their rules and laws are all based upon the Islam religion.
在他们的那个法律的里面，如果在那个地方来传基督教的话，就是要用杖来打。
According to their law, if you share Christianity in that place, then they will strike you down with the rods.
在过去三十年的那个当中呢，教会被烧毁呢，层出不穷。
And in the past 30 years, many churches over there have been burned down.
在1960年的时候，那个地方有一次比较大的屠杀。
In 1960s, there was a great massacre occurred there.
在那一次屠杀里面，就死了许许多多的基督徒。
During that massacre, many Christians died.
很多都是中国人。
And many of them are Chinese.
那个时候，他们要来杀这些基督徒的时候。
At that time, when they came to kill the Christians,
他们就要你用阿拉伯话把那个伊斯兰教的那个基本信仰用阿拉伯话说出来。
And if they want to kill you, first they will ask you to recite the basic truth of the Islam religion in Arabic.
如果你说不出来的话，就把你杀掉。
And if you cannot use Arabic to recite such things, that you'll be killed.
那个就是那个雅吉。
And that is that area.
我们怎么为他们祷告？
How do we pray for them?
求主在那边能够做王。
May the Lord reign in that area.
因为只有耶和华作王，那个地才会安定。
Because only when the Lord reigns, the earth will be firmly established.
如果耶和华不作王的话，
If the Lord does not reign there,
那个地方还要震动的。
There will still be shaking in that area.
什么地方是耶和华不作王的，还要震动的？
Wherever place that the Lord is not reigning there, then it will be shaken.
因此我们实在需要为那个地方祷告。
We need to pray for that area.
求主兴起那个地方的福音。
May God rise up the gospel in that region.
好让耶和华能够作王。
So that the Lord can reign there.
如果耶和华作王，那个地方就安定了。
Because there will be peace if the Lord is reigning there.
我记得海啸了那个礼拜六我们读经的时候，刚好读到诗篇四十六篇。
During that news of the tsunami, we were reading Psalm 46.
好像呢就在讲这个海啸。
And it seems like it was talking about this great tsunami.
他说啊，地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水砰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
And Psalm 46:2 says, "Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea."
弟兄姊妹，如果耶和华在我们心里面作王。
Brother and sister, if the Lord reigns in your heart,
就是山摇动到海心了。
Even the mountains shook and slipped into the sea.
就是山和海都在颤抖。
Even though the mountains and the seas are in uproar,
我们的心也不害怕。
We will not be afraid.
因为耶和华作王，我们的心就坚定了。
Because our hearts are established when the Lord reigns in our heart.
早上我们唱的诗歌130首啊。
This morning we sang hymn 130.
还有一个很美的故事啊。
There was a beautiful story.
在很多年前有一个弟兄啊，他的名字叫做 E.P. Scott。
Many years ago there was a brother named E.P. Scott。
这个弟兄是在印度做宣教士。
He was a missionary in India。
有一次他在街上的时候呢，他看到一个非常特别的一个人。
One day he was walking on the street, he saw a very unique man.
他觉得这个人跟其他的平常所接触 的人都不一样。
And he felt that this man is different, from all the other people he met.
后来呢，就从别人知道呢，这个人这一种人呢，是住在山上的那个比较野蛮的人。
And from other people, he came to know that this type of people are the mountain dwellers. They are savages.
他们只是一年呢到城市来交换一些东西，然后他们就回去了。
Once a year, they will come into the city to exchange for some goods, and then they will return back to their land.
所以那个神呢就感动他的心啊。
And God moved his heart.
要到那个地方呢，把福音传给他们。
That he should go to that land to share the gospel there.
他的那些同工们都不答应的。
His co-worker disagreed with him.
因为他们说你去的话呢，你就是送死就是了。
They said if you go, you would be dead.
但是因为主的催逼的缘故呢，这个弟兄觉得他还是应当要去。
But because God moved his heart, this brother felt that he still needs to go.
所以这个弟兄呢，他就把他的东西呢弄了一个背包呢，拿着他的小提琴，他就去了。
And so this brother packed all his belongings into little a sack, and he carried his violin with him, and he left.
然后他走了两天，然后呢，终于呢，他就到了这个地方。
He walked for 2 days and finally arrived to this region.
他一到那里呢，他马上就被那些人围起来了。
When he arrived, immediately he was surrounded by the people there.
言语也不通，他们都拿着那个武器呢，就要对着他。
And because they do not speak English, and all of them held on to their weapons and faced him.
所以他觉得可能他的时候呢就到了。
And at that moment, he felt that it was time for him to that was it for him.
所以他就决定呢，在他离开以前呢，他要唱一首诗歌。
And so he decided before he leaves this world, he must sing a hymn.
他就唱我们刚才唱的130首。
And he was singing this hymn 130.
这个是天国的国歌哈。
This is the national anthem for the heaven.
他做万有之主。
That he is the Lord of all.
他就在那里唱，唱完一节呢，没有事情。
He was singing there, and he sang one verse. Nothing happened to him.
他唱的时候，他眼睛已经闭着了。
Because when he was singing, he already closed his eyes.
因为他准备见主的面。
He was prepared to see God's face.
但是唱到第二节呢，他还没有死。
When he came to singing verse 2, he was still not dead yet.
就唱到第三节呢，他还没有死。
And he sang verse 3, he's not dead.
他有点奇怪，他眼睛就张开来了。
He felt a little bit peculiar, so he opened his eyes.
他就发现这些人的武器都放下来了。
He discovered everyone has let down his weapon.
每一个人都在流眼泪。
And everyone was weeping.
神是万有之主。
Because God is the Lord of all.
所以我们要相信神。
So we must believe in God.
耶和华作王啊。
He is the Lord.
就安定了。
He reigns.And all things are established.
所以我们不要忙忙碌碌啊。
So don't just busy ourselves.
不要着着急急啊。
Don't be anxious in your hearts.
不要像热锅上的蚂蚁啊。
Don't be like the ants crawling on the hot pot.
当我们面临这些难处的时候，
when we are faced with all these difficulties,
我们要把一些事情放下来。
We need to let down everything.
我们说耶和华是王。
We need to proclaim that the Lord reigns.
不管那个事情是怎么样。
It doesn't matter the outcome of the situation.
你说耶和华是王。
You proclaim that Jesus is the Lord.
我们做弟兄们。
For the brothers.
我们常常要在我们的家的里面，要对于我们的家人说耶和华是王。
We need to proclaim to our household that the Lord is that He is the Lord.
我们不要常常说我是主。
Don't just say that I am the Lord.
说耶和华是主。
But proclaim that Jesus is the Lord.
耶和华是王。
Jesus is King.
碰到什么事情来了。
when something happens to us,
全家一起祷告。
The whole family shall gather and pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就是说耶和华是王。
Because when we pray, we proclaim that He is the King.
耶和华作王，这个世界就安定了。
The Lord reigns, and the earth is established.
弟兄姊妹，主来的日子很近了。
Friend, sister, His coming is near.
所以我们应当为主而活。
We need to live for our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不为主而活的话，
Friend, sister, if we do not live for the Lord,
我们的生命呢，就像这个花朵。
Then our life is just like the flower.
就像这个花朵。
Just like this flower.
你们看这个花朵是非常的美丽。
You look at this flower, it is very beautiful.
你过一个礼拜再来看。
But you come and look at it 1 week later.
凋谢了。
It is all withered.
人生的这个美丽的就是草上的花。
All the beauty and glory of man is just like the flower on the grass.
人生的追求呢，就像草上的花。
All our pursuit is just like the flowers on the grass.
这个花呢，有一天是要凋谢的。
The flower will one day wither.
这个草呢，是枯干的。
And the grass will dry.
我们常常要在神的面前认识这个事实。
We need to know this reality before the Lord.
凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的荣美都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
All those who have flesh are just like the flowers on the grass. The flowers will fade and the grass will dry.
今天如果我们为自己而活，
Today, if we live for ourselves,
不过就是一个将要凋谢的花朵，就是。
We are just like a flower who is about to fade.
如果我们今天来为神而活，
But today, if we live for the Lord,
我们就像生命的种子一样。
We are like a seed.
在生命在我们里面不断的更新我们。
And the life will continue to regenerate within us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的日子不多了。
Friends, sisters, our days are not long.
在2005年，我们为主而活。
We need to live for the Lord in year 2005.
脱离那凋谢花朵的那个光景。
And to escape and flee away from the fading flower.
我们要为那个日子来准备。
We need to prepare ourselves for that day.
我们天天来传扬他的救恩。
Daily we proclaim the good tidings of his salvation.
弟兄姊妹，如果你常常来述说神的救恩呢，你就是世界上最喜乐的一个人。
Friend, sister, if you often tell of his salvation, then you are the most joyful person on earth.
但愿今年我们在这个喜乐的事情上，我们都更加的有学习。
May we all participate in learning in this joyful lesson.
常常的喜乐。
Rejoice always.
我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹常常的喜乐。
Encourage one another to rejoice always.
我们看到弟兄们有忧愁的时候，我们说常常喜乐。
When we see our brother and sister with downcast face, we need to encourage them to rejoice.
但是我们不能自己不喜乐。
But we cannot be sorrowful ourselves.
我们求主恩待我们。
May God have grace upon us.
每天早晨我们醒来的时候，
Every morning when we rise up,
我们就喜乐。
We will rejoice.
因为主，我还有一天。
Because Lord, I have one more day.
我还有气息能够。
I still have breath to live before you.
我们在新的一年里面要来追求，来认识我们的神。
In this new year, we need to pursue in the knowledge of God.
好像我们能够把他极大的那个赞美呢，能够归给他。
So that we can offer to Him the great praise.
但愿主我们如果有时间的人，主我们都能够来到礼拜五的聚会。
All of us who have time, we encourage you to come join the Bible study on Friday night.
礼拜六的读经晨更聚会。
We encourage you to join the morning devotions on Saturday morning.
与弟兄姊妹一同来认识我们神是何等的伟大。
So together with all the saints, we may know the greatness of our God.
我们每一天要把我们这个人更多的交给神。
Every day we need to submit ourselves into God's hand.
让耶和华在我的心里面作王。
Let God to reign in our hearts.
让耶和华在我的家里面来作王。
Let God reign in our house.
让耶和华在我们的聚会里面来作王。
Let God reign in our meeting.
让耶和华在我们活的这个国家的里面来作王。
And let God reign in our country.
让耶和华在这个全地来作王。
Let God reign in this whole earth.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your grace.
因为你给我们还有年日能够活在这个地上。
He still gave us days to live on this earth.
因此我们由于还有机会早晨再来赞美你。
Therefore this morning we have opportunities to come and praise you.
每一个有口舌的都要来赞美你。
Every tongue and every mouth shall praise you.
每一个有膝盖的都要跪拜你。
Every knee shall bow before you.
每一颗心都要来归给你。
Every heart shall be rendered to you.
因为你是主。
Because you are the Lord.
你是王。
You are king.
你是万有之主。
You are the Lord of all.
我们把今年的时间再交在主的手中。
We commit this year's time into your hands.
求你恩待你的儿女。
May you have grace upon your children.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.